It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And I hope you've had a great week, and I hope you're looking forward to a fantastic weekend. Congratulations. We're here. We're at the end of the week already. This show, Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. Well, the Colts get a much-needed and well-deserved break this weekend as they have reached the bye week at 3-2. And if you look at it, if it weren't for a couple of missed kicks and just a game where they kind of stunk it up against Oakland, this is a team that could be 5-0. But they are 3-2 and tied for the AFC South lead with Houston. And that's the team they play next week. What a game that's going to be. The Texans will come into Indianapolis, into Lucas Oil Stadium next week. Houston and the Colts. That should be good. And there are tickets available. The Colts beat Kansas City with a power running game that has been building really for some time. When you think of the work that Chris Ballard has done in the draft, on draft day, and building that offensive line, and the way that that team is playing right now, Quentin Nelson, kid out of Notre Dame, Anthony Costanzo are really, really playing up front and really kind of just pushing people around with Marlon Mack and company running behind that offensive line. It's a kind of a fun throwback football team to watch, and I commend a guy who's been our guest on this show, Chris Ballard, for the way he's built that team, that they're just kind of different than almost any other team in the NFL. So many other teams are just high-flying, throwing the ball down the field. You saw that with Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes tried to do it against the Colts, wasn't able to do it. And then when you think of how banged up the Colts defense was, this rest is at a perfect time for them. They can probably get healthy, and then they have the big game against the Texans next week. So it was kind of a fun team to watch, and I think I can say, and Jim will edit this. He'll put a beeper in. But have you seen the hats that Quentin Nelson's putting together? He's got a hat that all it says on the front of the hat is, just run the damn ball. Can I say that on Catholic radio? Okay. Forgive me, Father, I've sinned. But anyway, Quentin Nelson with those hats and that mentality, it's a fun football team to watch, and so now they get the week off, and they go into it 3-2. One real quick commentary, NFL refereeing, oh my goodness, are they throwing too many flags? Have you seen that in the first 5 weeks of the season? I don't understand. It seems like every third play, there's a yellow flag on the field, and I think that just let them play a little bit, guys, and you know, I don't understand it. It's kind of messing up the flow of the league right now with as many flags as we're seeing in the NFL game. So Colts get a week off. They are 3-2. Moving on, college football. Marion got the big win last week. Did you see that? They beat Marion University football, beat St. Francis in the Franciscan Bowl. So the big trophy goes to Marion now. And Notre Dame playing this week. They're taking on USC. Real quickly, high school football. Chatard's having a great year. Trojans are 6-1. They're on the road this week at Terre Haute. Cathedral, 5-2 against Brebeuf Jesuit. That's kind of the game of the week. Cathedral at Brebeuf Jesuit. That game is Friday at 7 o'clock. And Ritter plays at Cecina. That's the other. I think there's two games of the week this week. Ritter at Cecina. They're going to play that game at Chatard Friday at 7 o'clock. Guerin Catholic also home. Always a great party for the Eagles. They are home. The Eagles are off to a 5-2 start on this year. Well, we're going to take a break when we come back. You've heard him before, but he's a good friend of mine. He runs an organization called the Catholic Athletes for Christ. His name is Ray McKenna, and he joins us next when we continue on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They are looking for workers. They need you to get on the roof and go to work. AAARoofingCompany.com. Check out their new website and also 21ology.com. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome Ray McKenna. He's the president and founder of the Catholic Athletes for Christ. You've been on this show before, but Ray, it's always great to hear your voice, and you're a good friend, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly.
Thank you. It's great to be with you again, Will.
You guys are so busy, and there's a lot going on, and I just we could start anywhere, but let's start with baseball. I know you're a big baseball fan, and it's hard when we tape a show earlier in the week to talk much about postseason and tournaments because things could be over by the time we talk about them. But you are very active with baseball, Major League Baseball, and the Catholic Athletes for Christ. You have a lot of great spokespeople in the business. Tell me about the connection to baseball and why is it so important to the CAC?
Sure. Well, it's kind of a foundational sport. We started with ministering in baseball. I'm very gratified to say we now have masses all throughout Major League Baseball on home weekends, even some now in the playoffs. And as you mentioned, Will, many of our key Catholic Athletes for Christ are baseball players like retired players like Mike Piazza and Mike Sweeney and manager Mike Socha and some very prominent current players like Trevor Williams of the Pirates, Trey Turner of the Washington Nationals, and so on and so forth. And we also have a big baseball retreat at the end of the season in early November that I hope I can get you to come join us at sometime, Will.
Well, if it's cold here and it's warm where you are, I'll go,
huh? In San Diego.
There you go.
It's really been kind of where we started. We're now involved very significantly, as you know, with the NFL and also with other major sports, including soccer and collegiate and high school sports, too. But we always have a fond and special place for baseball because it's in many ways where we started.
Yeah. Talking with Ray McKenna, the president and founder of Catholic Athletes for Christ. You can always go to their website at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. You spoke a little bit about the NFL. I know here we're real proud of what the Colts are doing as they're going into a bye week, and they are just, you know, you've got Chris Ballard, who's a great Catholic man, who's now the general manager, pulling the strings, making things happen in Indianapolis, and you know him and you've met him, and what a neat guy. And first and foremost, when you think of a guy like him, and what he thinks first of all is his faith, and then his family, and then finally it's football. And you're seeing more and more of that in the league, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm blessed to know Chris since he was with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I couldn't be more thrilled over having him with you there in Indianapolis. And I think you have many, many good things on and off the field to look forward towards with Chris at the helm going forward. And as you alluded to, he is representative of many, many more individuals like himself, you know, who are other-focused, good men of deep faith, Catholic faith in his case. Really the good that they do, unfortunately, often goes untold, but they do an awful lot of good.
Yeah, they sure do. And when you think about it, we had Father Douglas Hunter on the show last week, and he's the chaplain for the Colts, and he, of course, is at St. Rock here locally, but he's also the Colts chaplain. But what I think the CAC does almost, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you guys make it easier for them to practice their faith in a very, very busy world that they are as professional athletes, especially in the NFL, because their work day is Sunday. And the CAC really has done a good job of trying to, you know, make it easier for them to be able to go to Mass. And not just that, but reconciliation and all the things, right?
That's certainly our hope and our goal, and also in addition to that, to bring them closer in their personal relationship with Christ and with the Church. I am happy to say it's really the work of the Holy Spirit that we've been able to achieve a good amount of that. We have a lot more work to do, but and as you know, close to home, right there in Indianapolis, we've had for 13 years. I can't believe it's that long, but for 13 years. A mass ministry around the NFL Combine, mm-hmm. And many, many general managers, coaches, assistant coaches, such as Chris Ballard, have been an integral part of that. And it's a way that we help serve them, you know, when they're extraordinarily busy, as they are, you know, all through the season, to have a priest available for the sacraments, you know, for Mass, confession, and also, you know, if they wish to be involved in spiritual direction. And I'm thrilled now that we've been around, you know, since 2006, that many of these relationships have grown and matured to the point where these priest chaplains, if you would, have become close friends with the coaches and the players, and many of them have been called upon to, you know, officiate at their weddings, yep, to baptize their children, and to be a, you know, just a key part and a friend, a spiritual friend in their lives. And that's, you know, in essence what we do.
Talking with Ray McKenna, Catholic Athletes for Christ, your guys' core values for what we call the Cathletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charity, honesty, humility, meekness, moderation, purity, and sportsmanship. And those are fantastic core values. I'm sure you created them, right?
Well, actually, I can't take credit.
Okay.
Our NFL spiritual advisor, Father J.D. Jaffe.
Oh, J.D. Jaffe. I know
Father
Jaffe.
Arlington Diocese, former vocations director in Arlington.
Okay.
And a great sportsman, a track and field star in his day. And, you know, they're thanks to him. And I think they mean a lot to people. You know, to some people who are more secularly oriented, more oriented towards the secular world, they kind of, you know, sometimes strike them as a little bit peculiar, you know, what they have to do, what purity has to do with athletics. But when you get a deeper understanding that all of these lead you in a closer relationship with Christ, and that Christ is, you know, our ultimate athlete, the core of everything that we do, and that being in that relationship, you know, doesn't in any way impede our ability to be a top-flight athlete at anything. It enhances it. Then you kind of see the correlation. But we're thrilled that so many people have.
Well, I know one of your goals is to get in, if you can, every high school, especially every Catholic high school, where you connect the Catholics, and basically it's a chapter that people can start. How is that going? Is it continuing to grow as far as the Catholics program and the chapter program in the high schools?
Well, it is. If I have to be, if I'm totally honest, I have to chuckle a little bit with your introduction, because it is. It's a lot of work actually for us. It is actually the goal of the bishops, our bishops.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're not a key part of us, but the 20 or so bishops who lead our Episcopal Advisory Board. And to them, you know, having the faith, the Catholic faith in sports at the high school level is their most important goal. It's harder for us, like myself, we're involved in our professional ministry because it can be something of a distraction somewhat, mm-hmm, from what we do. But and we don't also, I'd chuckle, because we don't actually solicit. We respond to schools that come to us and,
yeah,
ask to be part of what we're doing. We're happy, only too happy that they do come to us, and we encourage them to do it, but we don't have the manpower and the finances even to solicit. So if we were in,
yeah,
schools, that would be quite a lift. But if that's the Lord's will, we hope we'd be able to respond.
Well, you hope maybe someone listening to this show today or on the podcast that maybe they you know, are at Roncalli or Ritter or Cathedral, mm-hmm, or one of the local schools, Cecina, and say, you know what?
Contact us if you,
yeah,
are, and they can contact me directly, and I will put them in touch with the right person or persons and go from there and answer any questions they might have. And we're only too happy to do that. And as you do mention, our high school program is the largest growing part of CAC, and has been for a few years now.
Well, I know coming up in November here in Indianapolis, we will host the NCYC, the Youth Conference, for the National Catholic Youth Conference. That is about 25,000 to 30,000 strong young Catholics who are looking for, you know, that avenue, that way to grow their faith. And I know CAC was there present last year, I think. And you guys, are you thinking about being back again?
I'm not sure. I have to confer. One of our great Catholic Athletes for Christ organizers is local, a friend local to Indianapolis like yourself, Dave Neeson.
Yep, I know Dave.
N-E-E-S-O-N. And Dave works at one of the local high schools and has been a great friend to CAC at our Combine ministry, and also he's very involved with NCYC. So I'm sure Dave will have a representation and a presence. I'm waiting to speak to him about that in Indianapolis at the conference. And Would also point anybody, you know, to Dave, because Dave's a great spokesperson and rep for CAC in your local community.
Yeah. CatholicAthletesForChrist.org is a great place to go to get more information on what the CAC is all about. I know you guys have speakers. There's a whole list of speakers that travel really the country, or maybe they're in a region that people can go on there and get a speaker to come to their event if there's an event that's coming up. I know we lost Father Glenn O'Connor here in this last year, and he was one of your speakers.
Every day, what a great man.
Yeah, he was really special, wasn't he?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in my opinion, the most overused word in the English language is unique. But that said, I think Father Glenn was truly unique.
Is that a kind of part of your mission also, is to get these speakers out there? Because, you know, our faith has taken a lot of hits this last year or so, and people want to bring us down. But this is a group, the Catholic Athletes for Christ, that what you are about is building up our faith and growing our faith and getting people to zero in on their faith, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we spent a good amount of time already discussing the first prong of our mission, which is service, to serve Catholic athletes by providing sacraments. The second part is evangelization, and it's a response to the call of the late Holy Father, the John Paul the Great, to go out and use athletics as a vehicle to share the faith. And that's what we try to do by, among other things, our Speakers Bureau. And also, you speak about the faith being, you know, hit hard, hammered. Another thing we try to do is to take great Catholic priest, athlete witnesses and have them go out far and wide and really provide an incredibly positive image of the priest. And it's something that we focus on because we, you know, as Catholics involved with priests and athletes, know especially how unfair many of the generalized global attacks have been on the priest. Not to say there wasn't great wrongdoing, which certainly there was.
Yeah.
But, you know, 92% of the priests had nothing to do with them, and they've been tarred unfairly with that brush. And that's a wrong that we'd like to right, in addition to the wrong that was perpetrated against many innocents, of course.
Yeah. Well, Ray, thank you for what you do. It's really a service to our faith, and the Catholic Athletes for Christ is strong, and CatholicAthletesForChrist.org is the place to go. Thank you, my good friend, and God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good to be on with you. Have a great day, Will. God bless you.
That's Ray McKenna, president and founder of the Catholic Athletes for Christ. We're taking a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Polar bears are uncomfortable in Arizona. Parrots avoid Alaska. And you shouldn't get too comfortable here. God's got a place for you that's so much better. Heaven. Some environments are just better than others. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Well, we've talked a lot about football. We've talked Colts. We've talked great win by Marion last week against St. Francis. And high school sports off and running. Volleyball sectionals are going. But you know what? It's almost basketball season. Or really, in some people's world, it is basketball season. The first time they drop the basketball in the center of the court and people say it's time to practice. In Indiana, that means it's basketball season. I'm not sure it ever really goes away. But college basketball is upon us. And just recently, they held the Big Ten Media Day, which means both IU's Archie Miller and Purdue's Matt Painter were able to take center stage a little bit and talk about their programs. First up, let's hear from IU basketball coach Archie Miller about his team this year.
And, you know, I think the strength of our team and some of the experience level of our team and talents, you know, it really starts on paper with the size and the ability to, you know, hopefully play an inside game. We have a lot of different guys that I think can play together. That's exciting. And I do think we have a lot of different guys that are able to contribute, whether that be a freshman or whether that be a fifth-year senior, fourth-year senior, whatever it may be. We have a lot of guys that expect to play. Our staff expects them to play. So I think, one, competition. earn everything is always the best way to do it. That's always how we've done it. And I think there's great competition level to get on the floor and to play minutes. I think the second thing is to play a lot of guys. You know, for us to be able to maximize our talent, for us to be able to maximize our production, we have to get a lot of different type of contributions. And like I said, when you have a stable of guys, you have to have the ability to use them. You can't play just one or two and say this is how we're going to do it. You have to have versatility in your lineups. You have to have competition and give guys the rope to get out there and play. And I think, you know, with what we got going on, you know, right now, I like it. And I think that, you know, there's a group that should take some pride in us having one of the best front lines in college basketball. And, you know, that adds in, you know, even the Demezi Andersons and the Jerome Hunters of the world who are 6'7" plus. Or, you know, Jerome, quite frankly, is, you know, every bit as big as Justin Smith. You know, so we have a big, strong, long group that, in my opinion, has some versatility. And we've got to get the most out of it by having them challenge each other every day. But without question, I think that's definitely something we have to find and make that a strength.
That's Coach Archie Miller of the Indiana Hoosiers, and I know a lot of basketball fans around here. They grow up, maybe never went to IU, or never maybe even been in the city of Bloomington, but they love the Hoosiers, and there's a lot of basketball fans around here that just want to see them get back. I know I've been working a lot lately with 1981 national champion Ray Tolbert, and Ray loves his Hoosiers and would like to see everybody, would like to see them have a good season and maybe make a run, maybe another run to the Final Four or something like that would be awesome. Everybody wants that except Purdue fans. And, of course, we're going to give them some equal time here. Matt Painter has just done a marvelous job at Purdue. Remember a few years ago people were grumbling about, should they make a change? You know, should we get rid of Matt Painter? Well, my goodness, how silly would that have been? Because when you think of what Purdue is doing in basketball, I love what Matt Painter is doing. And now they've got a big phase, a stage two, so to speak, life after Carson Edwards. Remember him last year? Now he's with the Boston Celtics, and Carson just had a remarkable year and led that Purdue basketball team. So now what do you do when you don't have a Carson Edwards on the court? Here's Matt Painter.
Well, I think we have to be different when it comes to scoring the basketball. I think we had a really good balance 2 years ago. And then last year, obviously, you know, he had a lot of responsibility in terms of shooting the basketball, but the people around Carson Edwards had a great collective assist turnover ratio. They took care of the basketball. They made good decisions. I thought Matt Harms is one of the best defensive players in our league. I thought Nojel Eastern was one of the best defensive players in our league. I just mentioned Grady Eifert was the most efficient player in the country. Then you throw someone like Ryan Klein on top of it, who had the best assist turnover ratio in the history of Purdue basketball. That was a good mix. That was a good stew that we had, you know, with our starting five. Then Travion Williams and those guys that came off the bench, you know, really gave us a punch. So I think trying not to be like that team is going to be really important. Like, no one's going to take over Carson Edwards' role for us. You know, we didn't have a Carson Edwards before, and let's not have one afterwards. And I think that's important in basketball, because I think in recruiting, a lot of times people say, hey, you're going to come in and you're going to play the same role as this guy, when in reality, you're just going to be the best, you know, version of yourself. Each team's different, even if you have a lot of experience. I think that's important for us to kind of learn. We played a lot different than we did the previous year, and I look at us doing a lot of the same things, but in a different way.
That's Matt Painter, head coach of the Purdue Boilermakers. I'm ready. I know you probably are too, ready for college basketball to get started. And just in case you want to know, the preseason basketball top five right now, going into the year, the top five basketball teams in college basketball: Michigan State, Kentucky, Kansas, Louisville, and Villanova. Sounds like pretty much the same guys that are always there, doesn't it? One issue that's coming up right now is it time to start paying college athletes? Should they get paid for playing college basketball or college football, whatever it is? Well, that was recently brought up when California, they're out there talking about a law that would basically say, yes, you have to pay them. Archie Miller talked about that, and here's what he had to think about paying college athletes.
A lot of different opinions out there from, you know, obviously university leaders, administrators, you know, long-tenured coaches to, you know, the college student-athletes themselves. And I think there's a lot that's going to go into it, and there's a lot of unanswered, you know, questions. I think the big thing is that in today's day and age, if you're not evolving, if you're not forward thinking, you're standing in cement, so to speak. You know, the days of what was once always the way to do things in good in 2020 maybe isn't the way to do it. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of bright people in a lot of rooms that are going to get together and make the best decisions possible, you know, hopefully. And number one is to take care of the student athletes the best way possible, protect the game, protect the universities, and to continue on with the unbelievable product. I mean, I think that's step one. And, you know, if you can make a young kid, a student athlete's life, you know, a lot better, if they have the ability to take advantage of it, then we should be able to do that at some point. But there also has to be consideration for, you know, the overall good of the game, the overall good of collegiate sports and the universities in general. So there's a lot that goes into it, me in particular. You know, I was a student athlete. I know what it's like to play. I know what it's like to, you know, play on TV and get all the perks that go along with, you know, having your face out there and all that stuff. And I think in my time, I never probably realized, you know, who actually made money, you know, on those names, on those faces, you know, on those games, jerseys, newspapers. I never really thought of it that way. Now, it's a different age, you know, it's a different time. So there's a lot more to think about when it goes into it. But, you know, I think there's a lot of smart people in a lot of rooms, and hopefully at the front end, it's about the players, it's about the student athletes, do what's best for them, and then we'll move forward and let's keep the game going in a positive direction.
So what do you think? Should college athletes be paid? Do you want my opinion? Well, that's the beautiful thing about me sitting in front of this microphone is I can give you my opinion. I don't think they should be paid. I think they're getting paid with a college athlete or a college scholarship. They're going to school on the college for 4 years if they stay that long, and they have a chance to earn a degree with a college scholarship. Here's what I think they ought to do. This is an opinion I came up with, or an idea. Why not? Every year that a college athlete, you know, finishes a year of school, they bank some money, whatever it is. Let's say it's $75,000 a year, goes into a pool. And when they get to their senior year, if they graduate, then they get that fund, that money. At the end of the 4 years, they get the money that was put away, because there's lots of money being made by these college athletes. I think they ought to get it maybe once they graduate. If they go pro, likely they don't need that money. But if they don't go pro, they might need that money at the end of the 4 years. Just an idea, just a thought. Hey, again, real quickly, high school football, Cathedral at Brebeuf. That's a big game. Ritter at Cecina. That's another one we'll be watching this Friday night. Enjoy your weekend and have a blessed Sunday at your Mass of choice. Thank you for listening, and God bless. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.